The head of Michigan's Education Achievement Authority believes the data shows better performance by students in the program than they had in Detroit public schools. Eastern Michigan University hosted a panel discussion on the EAA and allowed students, faculty, and staff to ask questions. Chancellor John Covington says a pair of students speaking at the forum prove growth is being made.
A year ago, you probably couldn't get these students to sit and to articulate themselves the way that they did today and the way that they've done in a number of other occasions where they've had to speak. And not just them. I mean, it's amazing.
According to Covington, the EAA and EMU are also working on several partnerships. One would create a pipeline for EMU grads to teach in EAA schools. Covington believes this shows the authority doesn't prefer Teach for America teachers, rather just wants the best and brightest. Covington says they are also working with EMU on strengthening special education efforts. The panel also included Southeastern High School student Malik Canty. Canty says his school transferring from Detroit Public Schools to the EAA is changing his life.
I planned on not even finishing school before the EAA. And then when the EAA came around, they said they were prepping us for college. I was like, this is so stupid. And then after a little experience with it, they actually made a lot of sense. And I decided, you know, I kind of do want to go to college now. I really know what I want to do with my life.
According to Canty and another student on the panel, safety is much better at EAA schools. The meeting failed to change the minds of many EMU students and others in attendance. Senior Ashley Attar is with Students for an Ethical and Participatory Education. Attar isn't expecting much to come from being invited to tour EAA schools.
They would not just be able to open the door and have an organic tour of the schools. Any tour that they talk about are going to be watered down performances just like the one that we saw in there.
Attar and others say a similar invitation was made months ago and nothing came of it. They also feel the forum lacked a real dialogue since questions had to be written down and were asked by a moderator. Andrew Cluley, 89.1 WEMU News.